I'm a feminist.
A what?
I'm a feminist.
A who?
Feminist.
A pharmacist?
I'm a feminist.
Oh, you poor thing.
Why, you ask?
I never asked why. I don't really give a shit. You look kind of strange, though.
Considering the very poor reputation feminists have gotten over the years.
Let's see now.
What white people are, they're fucking aliens, they're fucking parasites.
But let me say this, black people cannot be racist.
The assumption
it does not look like that. It's a clump of motherfucking cells. No hands are shown for that time. It's just a white fucking privileged racist fucking male that doesn't stand for women's rights.
Get the fuck out of here. Dipshit, and get that camera out of my face, either. Fuckwit.
And the reason I'm a feminist is because I should be able to look any way I want, whenever I want, without feeling that my safety is jeopardized, which I've actually felt several times, on more than one occasion. And if that's not fucked up, I don't know what is, because I look the way I do for me. I like the clothes I wear. I like wearing the makeup I wear. I don't wear it for the men's attention, and yet the world seems to believe so. And I'm told, looking the way you do, you have to suffer the consequences, and that's life. Why? Is my question to you. Why should I feel less safe because I choose to look a certain way?
You see, Miss Cute Hat, the problem with wearing whatever you want, whenever you want, is a bit of a catch-22. In most Western countries, you could get away wearing a skimpy outfit into a nightclub or a bar in the evening without many people questioning it. But if you wear that miniskirt, high heels and low-cut top to a job interview, children's birthday party, or parent and teacher night, while some folks may think you're up for a good time, they will want to eagerly approach you because communication runs deeper than words. When you dress up to show off your body, and if you have nice legs, boobs and bottom, most men will gravitate towards you, especially if you're wearing high heels. Don't worry though, as you approach your mid-30s, less and less men will pay you attention as you're now hitting the wall. You'll most likely gain some weight, wrinkles will appear on your face, and your hair will start to grey. Most men your age and older will be far too busy checking out and approaching much younger women in their 20s. It's often said that men age like fine wine and women age like milk. So instead of being bitter and angry about the male attention while you're young and pretty, use it to your own advantage. Nothing lasts forever. And regarding your safety, I'm not sure what ghetto areas you hang out at, but if it's so much of a problem for you, perhaps you should 1. Avoid those areas. 2. Buy a huge angry dog to keep you company. 3. Buy a gun or a pepper spray. 4. Get a bodyguard or some mangina boyfriend who will carry you around while protecting you from nasty men who want to bang you. Or you could simply wear respectable clothes that fit the occasion.
Today I'm not even that extravagant looking. I'm wearing a blank tank top and a skirt. And yet I'm wary of going outside today because I had a very uncomfortable encounter a while back, making me scared. I was scared, and luckily I didn't end up getting hurt, but I felt like I could have been.
Why do you feminists always have this urge to talk about your feelings of being a potential victim but never become that actual real victim? You worry more about feeling something emotionally rather than that event actually happening. You may think that some guy is walking behind you and he wants to harm you, but the guy simply walks past with his dog and then you can't wait to get home and make a video of how scared and emotionally scarred you were even when nothing happened. Here's a clue. If your clothes make you feel so scared and insecure, how about you stop fucking wearing his clothes? Pretty fucking simple, seriously. You know, sometimes I have dreams, and last night I dreamt that the sky was falling and I was scared. Perhaps I should follow your ways of thinking and quit going outside just in case the sky does fall. Have you considered that perhaps you suffer from agoraphobia, which is a serious anxiety disorder, and instead of making pointless videos on YouTube about hating men, you should see a psychiatrist?
I'll say it again. Girls do not look a certain way for men's attention. Some may, but not everybody does. And I'm one of those who doesn't. I look the way I do because I like looking the way I do. It makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel a little bit more pretty, considering I find myself excruciatingly ugly.
Let's get something straight here. While I have no idea what you look like below your neck level, for all I care you may be extremely obese, but, and it's a but with a capital B, if you're extremely fat and excruciatingly ugly, no man in his own right mind would ever pay you any attention. Men avoid ugly women like the plague because it's not in our nature to approach ugly and repulsive women, let alone excruciatingly ugly ones. However, your facial features tell a different story, and you may very well be a size 8, which makes you an attractive feminist, considering most feminists look like this. What I really think is happening here is that you like attention so much that you made this self-centered video to fish for compliments from weak-minded men who would go out of their own way to make you feel special and pretty. Either that or you have a serious mental issue which needs addressing, but I just think you're a greedy bitch slash attention whore who needs to get alive.
So there you have it. I'm a feminist because I should be able to look any way I want and be comfortable that way without feeling that my safety is jeopardized. And if you don't understand that, this is my answer to you.
No, you're a feminist because you suffer from an anxiety disorder called agoraphobia that needs addressing. You also need about 10 dozen sessions with a psychiatrist, and you also need to work out why you consider yourself excruciatingly ugly. I'd love to pick your brain about that one. P.S. Did you miss out on having a daddy? I think someone wants some man hugs. Thanks for watching this cringe of a video, guys. If you want to see more, like, subscribe, and comment, and I'll find some more gems from these batshit crazy bitches.